the chat rooms, and then people or young people would get attacked on those websites. If all of them group together and attack one person, ostracize him, and say bad things about him or her, it could be very hurting. And so, and such cyberbullies are, the instance of this is escalating. It happens every day. And so as a teacher, how do you deal with it? Do you deal with it seriously? Do you think this is a serious matter? If you don't, then probably you wouldn't want to do anything. But if you do, what can you do to stop the cyberbullying? Now for students, for anyone that's being attacked in the chat room, in the class chat room, you can imagine how hurt they will be. Like if you go onto the chat room and you see every one of your classmates attacking you verbally on the internet. And that's going to be a trauma for some. It can be a traumatic experience. And so that article caused a lot of interest. I mean, the students enjoy talking about it because that's the things they would encounter every day. So if you have a choice, for example, right now the biggest international news is H1N1, the flu. And also, before that, do you remember what's the biggest international news before H1N1 flu? That everybody has been talking about in January and February. It's on every headline.
Obama.
What news? International news. The H1N1之前最大的 international news 是什么? International financial crisis. Bingo. Yes, that's the one. That's the one. Okay. So now you have two: H1N1 and the international financial crisis, the economic downturn. But between that, between the economic downturn and between the H1N1, there was another news that grabbed headlines around the world. What? G20, but G20, no, it's not that eye-catching news. There was another news that only happened in the Indian Ocean. The events only happened in the Indian Ocean.
Somali pirates.
Yes, okay. So now you have three choices. You have the H1N1, you have the economic downturn, and you have the Somali pirates. So which one do you think that your students would love most?
Somali pirates.
And why? Why? Why would they be most interested? Because you would be most interested in it. Right? Pirates, for God's sake, it's something that only existed in fairy tales. I mean, you don't see pirates in modern world. You only see them on Walt Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean, right? So pirates on the high seas, that probably would catch your students' imagination.